Hello and welcome back to Mojo Matters. Today we're diving into something that comes up all the time with the people I work with, and maybe it's showing up for you as well. That's overthinking and overwhelm, and that relentless feeling of being completely done in, but still somehow not doing enough. And it's exhausting, isn't it? And it messes with your confidence and it totally drains your mojo. I'm going to start by sharing a story with you. Let me tell you about someone that I worked with. I'm not going to name who it is, but she is a top-tier lawyer, solicitor, brilliant, brilliant mind, really well respected. On paper, she's nailing it. Everybody else thinks she's nailing it, but behind the scenes, her brain was on overdrive and she'd leave meetings replaying every single word that was said, and she'd spend hours redrafting emails, the letters that were already absolutely fine. She'd lie awake at night running through all the what ifs and worst case scenarios, and she told me that she felt like she was drowning in her own head. No one would ever guess it. That's because she got the job done. And that's the thing with high functioning professionals who are overthinkers. They often look like they've got it all together, but inside they're absolutely exhausted and anxious and usually stuck in a cycle of analysis paralysis. And that was my client. And honestly, it's where a lot of smart and capable people do actually find themselves. So let me just tell you a bit about what's going on in your brain when you're overthinking. So overthinking is your brain's way of trying to keep you safe. It's trying to predict what's going to happen next. It's trying to prevent. It's also trying to control or give you that sense of being in control. Because when the brain senses autonomy, that sense of I'm in control of events, it calms down and it feels safe. And it doesn't trust that just being or doing less is enough, especially if you've built success by always pushing and perfecting and proving yourself. But the more you think, the harder it gets to act. And so you can spiral. For some people, that might mean that you freeze, you start doubting yourself, or you're doubting your instincts, even though deep down, you actually do know what you're doing. So, here's actually, in a really simple way, what's going on in your brain. When you're under constant stress or pressure, your nervous system shifts into a state of threat. So, that means your amygdala is firing up, keeping you alert, anxious, maybe on edge. While the front of your brain, your prefrontal cortex, the part that handles logic, decision making, helps you focus, is dialed down, it goes offline, it gets quieter. So you end up being stuck in your head in a loop, but you can't actually think clearly. It's like trying to do a jigsaw in a wind tunnel. You've got pieces flying everywhere, and there's no calm space to piece them all together. That's why overthinking can feel so overwhelming. So you're not broken. Your brain isn't broken. It's just really on overdrive. So here's what helped my client and what might help you as well. And so I'm going to give you three powerful but really doable tools. So the first one is what I would call the thinking container. So instead of trying to shut down your thoughts, give them some structure, or give your brain a sense of structure. Think about this as being your thinking container. Maybe like it's a box or something else. And then set a timer, say for 5, 10, 15 minutes, and dump everything out on paper, in a voice note, whatever works for you, and then stop and walk away. And then take that container. Maybe you're putting a lid on it. Maybe then you're going to move it somewhere out of your space where you can no longer see it. This might be an imaginary container if you think about it. Or if you've dumped your thoughts on a piece of paper. Screw up the piece of paper. Remove the container from your space. So maybe in your imagination, you're throwing it over a cliff, or you're seeing it float down a river, or you're actually just throwing those pieces of paper somewhere out of your space and then walk away. And this helps because it tells your brain that I've now made some space. I've made some space for this, and I don't have to carry this anymore all day. So, number one, the thinking container. Number two, I talk about regulation quite a lot, but regulating the body. So, with my client, she started with some short walks between meetings, literally just 5 minutes of movement. She noticed a shift. Her thoughts softened a little bit, her body felt a little less tense, and it helped to make better decisions because you can't outthink overwhelm, but you can move through it. That also might mean you do some more body movement. So a vigorous 30, 60, 90 second body shake called neurogenic tremors is also a really great way to kind of reset your nervous system. And the third one, I talk about this all a lot of the time. It's just choose one small thing to do. So take one little action. Overthinkers tend to wait for the right answer before acting, but clarity often comes after the action, not before it. So pick one thing, just one. It might be an email, it might be a decision, it might be take a break. That again, talked about it last episode, but that progress then can calm your brain and send your brain a message that you're not stuck anymore. So if you're like my client and you're sharp and you're successful, but you end up being stuck in your head, it's not that you're flawed. It's a brilliant brain doing what it thinks it's doing best, but there are other ways, there are better ways, and it starts with creating space for yourself, maybe slowing down, choosing one small thing to help you move forward. So, thanks for joining me on this episode of Mojo Matters today. Next time, we're going to dive into confidence and how to rebuild it from the inside out, especially if you've lost your spark. And if this episode hit home for you, please do share it with a fellow overthinker. You never know who's quietly struggling. Your mojo matters, and we're only just getting started.